On a warm and humid evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium, I say good evening as the Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 9-3 overall, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Briarcliff Chargers are 7-5 overall and 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Before we get into tonight's contest, though, that's a pause as Mike Scouten offers a pregame prayer, and that will be followed by our national anthem. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's matchup, Briarcliff enters the match with a 7-5 overall mark. They're 1-2 in the GPAC. Briarcliff's win in league play is over Mount Marty. Their setbacks are to Morningside and Midland. Briarcliff is averaging 12.39 kills per set and a 208 kill efficiency, while allowing 12.4 kills per set and a 179 kill efficiency defensively. Chargers have 57 ace serves this season. Teams have 57 ace serves against the Chargers as well. Trevor Sherman's team averages 1.85 points per set on blocks, while teams get 2.37 points per set on blocks against the Chargers. Caitlin Langlo is averaging a team-high 2.82 kills and a 2.61 kill efficiency. Nicolette Labulo puts down 2.24 kills, and Courtney Schaefer helps out with a 2.14 kill average. Laura Berry and Delaney Meyer split the setting chores with a 5.26 and 5.0 assist average, respectively. Katie Berg leads the team with 15 ace serves. She also gets two digs. Dort College is 9-3 overall, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defenders have wins over Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern in league play. They lost to number 4-ranked Hastings on Saturday. Dort's other losses are to Bellevue and Mid-America Nazarene. Brooke Granster leads the Defenders with a 4.52 kills per set average and a 3.59 kill efficiency. She gets to 2.7 digs per outing as well. She is not in the uniform this evening. She has been out since September 3rd when she suffered an injury in a classic hosted by Bellevue. Emma Alton is averaging 2.9 kills per set with a 2.05 kill average, kill percentage that is, and she is tops on the team with 21 ace serves. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.34 kills. Elizabeth Keel has 2.25 kills per set. Keel, Granstra, and Moss are all averaging right at one block per set. Jamie Gasink is putting up 11.1 assists per set for the Defenders, and she averages 2.6 digs per outing. Jill Scouten leads the team with a 3.82 dig average. Summer Jansen and Aubrey Drake are averaging 2 digs per set. Dort is averaging 13.8 kills per set. They have a 2.54 kill efficiency. Opponents are averaging 10.86 and have a 160 kill efficiency. Last action, Briarcliff lost to Midland over the weekend, 25-17, 25-18, and 25-23. Langle had 9 kills in the loss. Briarcliff allowed 11 block points by Midland. The Defenders lost to number 4, Hastings, on Saturday, 3-1. Defenders bounced back from a 2-0 deficit to win set 3, 25-20. They were poised to win set 4, lost it 26-24, and Hastings escaped with a 3-1 match victory. Dort leads the series 40-6, dating back to 1998. They lost last year's matches 3-1. They won last year's matches, I should say, 3-1 and 3-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's time for volleyball. First serve will be Julia Lindberg, and we are just about set to get underway. Serving for the Defenders will be Lindberg. Lindberg lets it go with the right hand. Jump serve taken by Briarcliff. Chargers will attack. Set goes to the middle. Pushed over the block. Saved by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets right side over to Moss. Moss goes cross court. Briarcliff scrambles. They get to it. Set goes outside over the top of the block. Dug by Palama. Now joust at the net. And it's pushed over the net. And a net violation on the Chargers. And Tiersten Johnston. Johnston called for a net violation. And the Dort College Defenders will get the point. 1-0. 1-0 on the attack error by Briarcliff, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside, off high hands. Taken by Palama, gets it over to Gasing. Set goes outside to Altena. Altena with the kill. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena makes it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Serving for the Defenders will be Lindberg. Lindberg with a jump serve to the back line and serves it long and out of bounds. So Lindberg with a service error. And the Dort College Defenders lead 2-1. 2-1 our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me. And serving for the Chargers will be Megan Lee. Lee serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Set to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes the Chargers off high hands and a player in the net again. And in the net was Nicolette Lavulo. Lavulo into the net, and she gets called for the attack error. And the Dort College Defenders lead it 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving for the Defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen serve into the net, point Chargers. So Jansen tries to get it over the net, just skim it, and ends up into the net. So a service error by Jansen, and the Chargers back to within a point at 3-2. Serving for Briarcliff is Brian Hankins. Hankins, that is. Gets it over to Altena. Altena with a swing, and Altena hits it long and out of bounds. An attack error by Altena. An attack error by Altena. It's 3-3. Serving again for the Chargers will be Hankins. Hankins serve into the net, point Dort College. So a service error by Hankins. And the Dort College Defenders lead 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving for the Defenders will be Aubrey Drake, the sophomore, back row specialist. Again, Dort College without the services this evening of Brooke Granstra due to an injury suffered 3.5 weeks ago. Set goes outside to the left-hander, dug by Jansen, controlled by Gasink. Throws it up over to Altena. Altena terminates for the kill. Altena with the kill, and for Emma Altena, I have that as her first kill this evening. Beg your pardon, that's number 2 for Emma. So Emma Altena with her second kill. Here come the Defenders, served by Drake. Drake pops it over the net, short, taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, set goes outside, Lavulo. Lavulo with the kill. Nicolette Lavulo with a kill. And the Dort College Defenders lead 5-4. 5-4 our score. Serving is Delaney Meyer. Meyer with service. And Meyer with a jump serve taken by Dort College. Set right side over to Wynn. Wynn through the block, dug by Hankins. Set goes outside. Lavulo rolls it over the block and the kill. Lavulo with a kill, and Lavulo now has 2 kills. And the Dort College Defenders have tied up 5-5. 5-5 the score. Meyer with service. Meyer serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink outside. Altena banks it into high hands. Saved by the Defenders. Comes back over to Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Set goes to the middle quick. Taken by Drake off the cover. Comes back over to Wynn. Wynn banks it over the block for the kill. Jocelyn Wendt with a kill. Wendt, the sophomore from Colorado, comes through with a kill. And the defenders lead 6-5. Dort College has yet to relinquish the lead. Alton now has service. That means Lindbergh is in the front row, and that is just off of the back line, and a service error by Altena. And the Dort College defenders tie it up at 6-6. 6-6, our score. Serving for the Chargers is Katie Berg. Berg with service. And Berg will line it up with the right hand. And that little hop serve, short serve taken by Jocelyn Wendt, gets it over to Gasing, throws it out wide to Lindbergh, off high hands, saved by the Chargers, bump set by Hankins, outside, dug up and over by Jansen, controlled by Briarcliff, and we've got a double contact called on Briarcliff. That's going to go against Delaney Meyer, I believe, number 26. Meyer, a ball handling error. And the Dort College defenders lead 7-6. Serve down the line is just wide and out of bounds. Whoa, no, they say it hit the line. A point for the defenders. So Gasink with an ace. Gasink with the ace. Gasink records her first ace of the night. And the Dort College defenders. Now we've got the libero checking back in for the Chargers. That's Tiersten Johnson checking out. Hankins is back in. Served down the line, taken by Hankins. Here comes Briarcliff. Set goes outside, tipped into the box, saved by Dort College. Now pushed over by Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her first kill tonight, and the Dort College lead is 9-6. 9-6 the score. Dort College up early. Gasing still with service. Jamie down the line, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside, high hands by the defenders, block it. Briarcliff reloads, pushed over the block, saved by Drake, controlled by Gasing, gets it over to Wendt. Wendt redirects it for the kill. Jocelyn Wendt with her second kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 10-6. And we'll see how long Trevor Sherman lets things roll. And that time Gasing serves it into the net. Point, Briarcliff. So a service error by Gasing. Serving now for the Chargers will be Emily Sandberg. Sandberg, short serve, taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back set to Wendt. Wendt down the cross-court kill. Jocelyn Wendt with her third kill. Comes into the match, averaging 1.8 kills per set. And the defenders out to an 11-7 lead. 11-7, Dort College. 11-7 for all you English majors out there. Served by Paloma, pops it over the net, saved by Briarcliff. They'll throw it out wide, through the block, and the kill for Courtney Schaefer. Schaefer with the kill for Briarcliff as she makes short work of that one. Goes cross court, and Dort College's block. Late in arriving, Julia Lindbergh unable to get back for the dig. Serving is Laura Berry for the Chargers. So Berry has service. Controlled by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss with a tap and the kill. Haley Moss with her second kill. Dort College leads 12-8. 12-8 our score. 12-8, Dort College up 4, set number 1. Serving again is Julia Lindbergh for the defenders. Lindbergh with a jump serve. Gets it in play. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes to the middle. That's to Johnson. Unable to put it away. Now Keel off high hands. Briarcliff reloads. Hankins with the bump set and the kill for Schaefer. So Hankins with the assist. Schaefer with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 12-9. And we go point and point right now. 12-9 our score. Serving for the Chargers is Megan Lee. Lee's serve, short, taken by Paloma, gets it over to Gasing, throws it up over to Altena. Altena off high hand, saved by Hankins. Briarcliff throws it outside. Lavulo unable to put it away. Now Keel will set it. Easy one to Altena. Altena into the net, though. Point, Briarcliff. Altena hits it into the net on the attack error. Keel took the easy set, which she should, the secondary setter. She took what was there, but Altena mistimed it. Briarcliff, Lee's serve, taken by Paloma, gets it to Gasing. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss, cross court, kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Moss with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is 13-10. 13-10 our score. Serving is Jansen. Jansen catches the net, rolls over. Briarcliff has to scramble. Lavulo tips it over. Saved by Keel. Gets it over to Gasink. Returns it to Keel on the slide and the kill. Keel got that cover and then immediately sprinted to her right and got the slide attack for the kill. Dort College leads by four. Serving is Jansen. Jansen nearly puts an ace in. Briarcliff loads up and a ball handling error called on the Chargers and Laura Berry. So Berry with a ball handling error and Briarcliff trails 15-10. 15-10 our score. Serving is Jansen. Jansen serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Pushed through the block and a kill for the Chargers and Caitlin Langle. Langle with her first kill. So Dort College in front 15-11. Serving is Brianna Hankins. Brianna Hankins serving. And her right-handed serve pops it over. Taken by Jansen. Short. Gasing comes to the middle to Altano. Altano for the kill. Emma Altano with the kill. Her third. And the Dort College defenders lead 16-11. 16-11. Dort College with three kills by Moss. Three by Altano. And three by Jocelyn Wind. Drake has served to the back line. Taken by the Chargers in lane. Throw it to Lavulo. Lavulo cross court. Dug by Altana. Altana gets the return set over the top of the block and hits it just long and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So Altana with the attack error. And serving for the Chargers is Delaney Meyer. Meyer has serve. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Overhand gets it to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it. Briarcliff scrambling, and they won't get to it. Gasink with a kill. Gasink with her first kill to go along with a service ace. Chargers still have both timeouts remaining. They want to use one. They have not indicated that they do yet. Altana has serve. Jump serve taken by Lee. Set goes to the middle of Lavulo. Lavulo's swing dug by Altana. Ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, and Lavulo with the kill. Lavulo records the kill, 17-13, defenders up four. Serving for the Chargers is Katie Berg. Katie Berg with service. Berg served, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back outside Lindberg. Lindberg over the tip, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, set goes outside Schaefer, controlled by Scouten. Back outside it goes to Lindberg. Lindberg off balance, gets it down. Lindberg with a kill, and this time Trevor Sherman wants a call. And he's not going to get it. He wants a ball handling error called on Gasing. He's been upset, or I would say disagreed with the two ball handling errors on his team thus far. Saved by Gasing off of the block on the attack by Keeley Woods. Woods attacked from the right side. Banged it off of a blocker. And the Dort College defenders lead 18-14. So Woods gets that kill, her first. And serving for the Chargers is Brooklyn Tolliver. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Moss banks it off of the block. Covered by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Wind, Wind kill. Take what they give you. And that time, Dort College, they were loading the block against Moss. So Dort College's Jamie Gasing simply went to the middle back to Jocelyn Wind, and Wind went up basically unblocked for the kill. Dort College leads 19-14. Serving is Paloma. Paloma with short serve, taken by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set goes outside to Schaefer. Schaefer dug by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg passes it over the net. Free ball. Here comes Briarcliff. Outside it goes Schaefer. Schaefer banks it into the block and actually into the antenna before the block, and the defenders lead it 20-14. Schaefer with the attack error. 20-14, Dort College leading. Serving is Paloma. Paloma, low hard serve down the sideline. Taken by the Chargers. Schaefer cuts it and gets a kill. Courtney Schaefer with her third kill. So Schaefer records the kill, and the Dort College lead is 20-15. Serving is Laura Berry. Laura Berry with service. Down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Barry with a service error, and the defender lead is 21-15. Serving again is Julia Lindberg for the defenders. Lindberg with a jump serve, right-hander by the sophomore from Margate, Florida. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Langle with a left hand into the net. Point Dort College. Langle with an attack error. And Dort College leading 22-15. And it looks like Briarcliff is going to let this one ride and go the entire first set without a timeout unless they change course here. Briarcliff attacking. Set right side. And banging it through the block is Johnston. Johnston with her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 22-16. 6-point cushion for the defenders. Lee has service. Short serve taken by Paloma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Alton. Alton a block. Saved by Paloma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Quick set to Keel. Keel out of the middle for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill. And the defender lead is 23-16. 23-16. Jansen has service. Summer Jansen serve, controlled by Briarcliff, the junior from Sheldon. And they get it to Tiersten Johnson, and Johnson with their second kill. Johnston records another kill, and the Dort College lead is 23-17. Serving is Hankins, controlled by Dort College, pushed over the net by Gaysen, controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes to the middle, and a save attempt by Scouten, unable to keep it in play. A kill for Sandberg. That is her first. And the Dort College lead is 23-18. 23-18, our score. Serving is Hankins for Briarcliff, trailing by five. Dort College trying to close the door here in set number one. Passed over to Gaysink. Slide right side, Keel. Keel, did she hit it off high hands? She did not. Point, Briarcliff. So an attack error by Keel. And the defender lead is 4-23-19. Dort College has a couple of timeouts remaining if they want to use one. Hankins with serve down the line. Take it by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink. Got away with one there. Briarcliff is scrambling now. Passed over the net. Free ball. Keel to Gaysink. Back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Here comes Briarcliff. Set outside. Langle. Langle into the net. Point. Briarcliff. Well, on a hot and humid evening in the DeWitt, that ball is going to be slippery. And that time, Gaysink, it looked like it just slid off of her fingers a little bit. And Trevor Sherman, he wanted the ball handling error. He didn't get the call. And now the defenders serving for the set. 24-19. Drake has served. Taken by Briarcliff. To the middle. Pushed over. Jansen gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Altena. Altena for the kill. Altena records the kill. And for Emma Altena, that is her fourth. And the Dort College defenders win set one. 25-19. Back with set number two from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Joyner Zwart Dentistry of Orange City, offering comfortable, modern, and friendly dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, they're located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills and TVs, located in Orange City. People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College wins set one, 25-19. We're underway with set number two. Briarcliff has service. Serve controlled by Dort College. Gaysink over to Moss. Moss banks it off high hands for the kill. So Moss with the kill. And for Haley, that's her fourth unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. 1-0, our score. Serving is Jansen. And Jansen, short serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers will attack. Set goes to the right side. Johnston. Johnston with a kill. Tiersten Johnson with a kill. Her third. And the defenders and Chargers are tied up 1-1 in set number two. Gord College hit for a 323 kill efficiency in set one. Briarcliff was at 194. Short serve controlled by Dort College. Palama gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Keel. Unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Set goes outside. Lavulo. Saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen to Alton. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over the kill. Her fifth. And the defenders lead it 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. So Drake serving. 2-1 the score. Drake serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Throw it to the middle. Johnson. Johnson blocked at the net. Point Dort College wind and Gasing put that block up. 3-1 Dort College. Serving again for the defenders will be Drake. Drake right-hander. That little jump serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Throw it outside to Lavulo from the outside with a swing. Dug by Drake. Kept it alive. Bump set over to Altona. Altona unable to put it away. Dug by Briarcliff. Set out to Langle. Langle through the block. Saved by Jansen. Controlled by Scouten. Down ball by Jansen. To the sideline. Saved by Hankins. Outside Lavulo. Lavulo down the line. Saved by Jansen. Bump set by Gasing. Joust at the net. And wind wins out. Wind went out with Johnson, and Wind wins the joust for the kill. Wind gets the kill. Dort College leads 4-1. 4-1 our score. And the Dort College defenders have service, and Drake serves it into the net. So a service error by Drake, and she hit it smack dab right in the middle. Middle of it lengthwise, middle of it heightwise. So a service error by Drake. Serving for the Chargers is Hankins. Hankins, give a point, get a point. Dort College gets it back on the service error by Hankins. 5-2, Dort College. Altona has service. That means Lindbergh's your attacker on the outside. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes outside. Lavulo. Lavulo over the kill. Lavulo from Utah makes it a 5-3 score. That's her third kill. Beg your pardon, her fourth kill. Briarcliff has service. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh one-on-one through the block. Hankins keeps it alive. No. A kill for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill, and the Dort College lead is 6-3. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Poyne Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Briarcliff attacks through the block, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing pushes it to Wind, and we've got a ball handling error called on Briarcliff of Dort College, and you knew that was going to happen eventually. Gasing's been flirting with that call a couple different times, and this time the R1, he elects to make that call. 6-4, Dort College by a deuce. Short serve, saved by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the line, kill. Briarcliff having a tough time matching up with Dort College's outside hitters. Lindbergh now with three kills. Dort College for the match. They were hitting 323 in set number one as they won it 25-19. Served by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle, and the attack out of the middle for the kill is Sundberg. No, Sundberg hits it wide and out of bounds. So Sundberg hits it wide and out of bounds. An attack error by the Chargers. Serving is Palama. Palama serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes through the right side. Saved by Gasing. Kept alive by the defenders, but no. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff service. Briarcliff with service. 8-5 Dort College by 3. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College, an attack error by Lindbergh. Dort College out of sync offensively that time. And the Chargers back to within two at 8-6. Serving for the Chargers is Tolliver. Tolliver down the line, wide and out of bounds, point defenders. So Tolliver with a service error. And the defender lead is 9-6. 9-6, our score. Short serve taken by the Chargers. Chargers keep it in play. Over the top of the block, saved by Palma. Gets it to Gasing. Throws it backside over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Barcliffe got a hand on it. Set goes to the left side, and for the kill is Schaefer. Schaefer with the kill. It's 9-7. 9-7, our score. Serving for the Chargers, number 16, Ruthie Schmidt. Schmidt serve, taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing, touches it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Attacking outside through the block, saved by Palama, gets it over to Keel. Keel pops it over, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, set goes outside, and this time Schaefer gets blocked. Point defenders. Moss and Keel putting up that block. And the defender lead is 10-7. 10-7, our score. And the Chargers receive serve from Jansen. Back set, Johnson, kept alive by the defender, saved over the net by Gasing somehow. Here comes Briarcliff. She had her back to the net. She was falling to the ground, and she somehow got it up and over. Gasing now over to Alton. Alton off high hands, kept in play by Hankins. Controlled by Briarcliff. Down ball by Schaefer. No, passed it over, an easy one for Dort College. Gasing, quick attack, Keel. Keel with the tip, controlled by Briarcliff. Back set to Langle, and we got a double contact called on Briarcliff. A ball handling error called against Briarcliff. Let the girls play. 11-7, Dort College by four. Set number one went to Dort College, 25-19. Set two, now Dort College leading 11-7. So 11-7, our score. Barry called for that ball handling error. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Dort College has scored back-to-back points. That's the first time either team has scored back-to-back points since it was 7-8 for Dort College. They went from up 6-4 to up 8-4. Now they're back up by 4. Serve back line. Take it by the Chargers. Chargers attacking. Set goes to the middle angle. Saved by Palama. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside Alton. Alton a block. Saved by Scout. Now Gasing. Gasing for the kill. Jamie Gasing with her third kill, I believe. No, second kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-7. Chargers attack outside through the block for the kill is Schaefer. Schaefer with her fifth kill. So Schaefer records the kill. Dort College leads 12-8. Serving is Megan Lee. Megan Lee with serve. Lee's serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. That was a low, hard one. Gets it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Briarcliff keeps it in play. Set goes outside Langle. Picked out of the net. And they say that Keel was in the net. So Langle will get credit for a kill. Caitlin Langle, her second kill this evening. And the defenders lead at 12-9. Serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Lee with a service error. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Drake has serve. And Drake's low hard serve controlled by Briarcliff. set to Lavulo. Lavulo blocked at the net and now helped over by Briarcliff, and a point for the Chargers and Caitlin Langle. Langle makes it 13-10. Langle with her third kill. Briarcliff back to within three. Hankins with service, the libero for Briarcliff. She pops it over, short, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, back over to Altena. Altena, touch shot, kill. Altena takes a little bit off of that one, finds the back line for the kill. Emma Altena with her sixth kill this evening. 14-10, Dort College leading by four. Serving is Altena. Altena squarely into the net, point, Briarcliff. Well, Dort College has pieced together 1 2-point run, 2 3-point runs, one of them way early when it went from tied 1-1 to Dort College up 4-1. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesing. Giesing back over to Wind. Wind kill. Jocelyn Wind playing with a lot of confidence. She's been playing in that spot vacated by Brooke Granstra because of her injury, and has played pretty solid throughout. Palama's picked up the slack in the back row rotation. Saved by Dort College. Scouten unable to, well, Scouten kept it in play. Now here's Briarcliff and Lavulo and Sundberg colliding. An attacker by Lavulo, and the defenders lead 16-11. Dort College enjoying a 5-point lead. That is their biggest lead of the set. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes outside, over the block, saved by Giesing. Wind will bump it up towards Lindbergh, and Lindbergh's unable to get to it. Point, Briarcliff. And that was just a busted play, and that did not have a good feel right from the start. Serving for the Chargers is Katie Berg. Berg has service. Berg's jump serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Briarcliff Chargers hampered by service errors this evening. There's been a fair number of them. Taking a look at the totals. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set right side over high hand. Saved by Giesing. Pushed over the net by Keel. One arm stab by Berg. Set goes outside over the top of the block. Covered by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Giesing. Back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Now hitting it to the back line for the kill is Briarcliff's Courtney Schaefer. Schaefer with the kill. For Dort College, they have one ace, six errors. For Briarcliff, no aces and six errors from the service line. Dort College trailing, or I should say leading, 17-13. Comes back over to Wind. Wind unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh pops it over the block, and Lindbergh will get credit for the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her fourth kill. And for Lindbergh, she gives Dort College an 18-13 cushion. Briarcliff here in set number two, hitting for a 080 kill efficiency. Dort College at 368. Eight kills, one error, 19 attacks. Briarcliff 5-3-25. Serving is Lindbergh for the defenders. Lindbergh serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Briarcliff, quick attack. Dumped over the net, saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with her fifth kill. And the Dort College lead is 19-13. Serving again is Lindbergh. Sophomore lets it fly to the back line. Taken by Hankins. Set right side. Dug by Dort College and Giesink. And now the return and the kill for Keeley Woods. Woods with her second kill. 19-14. Dort College by five. Set number two, Dort College one, set one, 25-19. It has not been one specific player picking up the slack in the absence of Dort College's All-American Brooke Granstra. It has been several. Langle helps that one over, and it finds the sideline for the kill, and Briarcliff back to within four at 19-15. 19-15, our score. Serving for the Chargers, taken by Palama, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. Keel went up on block that time. Wind has picked up some of the slack. Altena has gotten a few more attacks. Gaysink has been solid as setter for the defenders in the absence of Granstrom. And Scouten unable to keep that attack in play, and that's another kill for Schaefer, her seventh. And the Dort College lead is 20-16. Now, Briarcliff did make a charge at Dort College in a similar situation in set number one. They went from down 23-16, got to within 23-19, and that was it. Serving for the Chargers will be Megan Lee. So Lee has service. Lee served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back, right side, Keel. Keel, did anyone touch it? No. Point Briarcliff, and the Chargers back to within three. So an attack error, an attack error by the defenders. Lee has service again. And her serve is an ace serve to the back line. So the first ace of the night for Briarcliff. And the Chargers lead it, a trail at 20-18. And the defenders want to call a timeout. 20-18, our score. Dort College uses their first timeout. First timeout used by either team, for that matter. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 20-18, Briarcliff trailing by two with service. Megan Lee serving. First timeout called by either team. Serve is short, taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes to Altena. Altena over the kill. Yep, Emma Altena's still out there. You might want to remember that. Get her back involved in the offense. Her seventh kill. Dort College leading by three. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Briarcliff set for serve receive. Lee, Hankins, and Lavulo receiving. Taken by Lee. Set goes outside Lavulo. Lavulo through the block. Saved by Wynn. Controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking. Comes outside Langle, and a block put up by the defenders. A block put up on Langle, and Dort College records another point on a block. Dort College controlling play at the net. Jump serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Set outside Lavulo. Roll shot saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink tips to the back corner and a kill. Sophomore from Sioux Center has pretty good sense. Saw that block coming up. Saw the diggers out of position. Went to the back corner with a left hand and got it down to the floor. Dort College back in front by 5, 23-18. 23-18, our score. Dort College hitting 345 for the match. Briarcliff 164. And serving for Dort College is Drake. Drake has service to the back line. Controlled by Briarcliff. That was Lee to Lavulo. Lavulo into high hands. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. A kill for Lavulo as she tools it off of the block. 23-19. Hankins has service. Hankins serve, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Wind. Wind hits it into the net. Point Briarcliff. So an attack error by Dort College. Defenders up by three, 23-20. Briarcliff closed the gap similarly in set number one. Dort College was able to close it. Taken by Drake, gets it to Gaysink, back over to Wind. Wind with a swing, dug by Briarcliff. Attack outside Langle, and Langle blocked at the net by Altena and Wind. Point defenders, and the defenders lead 24-20 and are serving for the set. So a block put up by Wind and Altena on that attack by Langle from the right side. Jump serve, and that'll go as an ace. Altena over the ace serve, and the Dort College defenders win set 2, 25-20. We head to set number three. Dort College leading in the match 2-0. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier this afternoon, I should say late yesterday, Dort College number 9 in the NAIA coaches poll. They moved up from number 14 from 2 weeks ago. Poll is a little bit different this year in that it's only released every other week, so the next poll will be in October. Set two statistics. Briarcliff, 10 kills, 5 errors, 38 total attacks. Dort College, 13-3 and 30 for 333, their kill efficiency. Briarcliff, 132. Assists. Laura Berry had 5 for the Chargers. Jamie Gasink had 9 for the Defenders. 6 digs for Jill Scouten. Dort College got 4 points off of blocks in set number 2. Julia Lindberg and Emma Alton had 3 kills each. Jamie Gasink and Haley Moss had 2 kills apiece. For Briarcliff, Courtney Schaefer had 4 kills in set number 2. Caitlin Langle and Nicolette Lavulo had 2 apiece. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Also made possible by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. Coming up this Saturday, a busy day of Dort College athletics, but everything taking place off of the Dort College campus. The Dort College volleyball team travels to Seward, Nebraska, take on the Concordia Bulldogs. The Dort College Defender football team on the road to Midland to take on the Midland Warriors in Fremont. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College soccer, both women and men taking on perennial power Hastings College. And the Dort College cross-country teams running at the Roy Griak invite, one of the larger cross-country invites in the Midwest. That will be happening on Saturday. Jump serve by Lindberg, and we are underway with volleyball. Briarcliff attacking out of the middle, and Briarcliff has their first lead of the night. 1-0 on the kill out of the middle for Tiersten Johnson. Johnson with a kill. Briarcliff leads 1-0. This is the first time they have led. Serving is Megan Lee, and that includes, obviously, set 1 and 2. That's for all of the evening. Set goes outside to Moss. Moss with a swing, picked out of the net, saved by Scout, and gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. And Johnston very nearly caught that ball, palmed it, and then it dropped to the floor. Dort College gets a point, 1-1. Thought they were going to let that one slide, but it ended up dropping to the floor, so no call had to be made. Set outside Lavulo. Lavulo blocked at the net, out of bounds, point Briarcliff. Lavulo with a kill. So Lavulo with a kill. For Lavulo, that's her fifth. Her sixth. Taken by Paloma, gets it over to Gasing. Nothing to do but bump set it over to Alton. Alton over the swing up into the rafters. Kept alive by Briarcliff, and not a bad play by Laura Berry. Kept it alive but unable to keep it in play. That ball came off of a cable up above the floor. Hanging below the rounded roof here at the DeWitt. We're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Altona records her seventh kill. Briarcliff scrambling. They get to it. Luvulo. Luvulo over the high hands. Taken by Drake. Might have been long. Gets it over to Wind. Wind with a kill. I like that matchup for Dort College right now. If they get it to Wind, it seems like good things are happening. Wind and Altona, they have the good matchups here this evening. Wind with her sixth kill by my count. And might be one down on that one. Nearly an ace for Drake. Might be an indirect ace. Wind gets it over to Gaysink after the free ball. Back over to Wind. Wind with a kill. I call it an indirect ace because Briarcliff did keep it in play, but they did not get anything out of it. They had to send it over on a free ball, and Dort College made short work of that one, going to the middle and putting it away with Jocelyn Wendt. Moisture on the floor taken care of. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Served by Drake, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, set to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Briarcliff and Emily Sandberg. Sandberg with a kill. Well, I've got to put out a special thanks this evening to Jim Balcomon, co-worker at KDCR, helping to make sure things got on the air tonight after evidently took a power bump at some point over the last 72 hours or so, knocked a piece of equipment offline, and Jim was Johnny on the spot, or Jim on the spot, if you will, and made sure that we were able to get this broadcast on without a hitch. That includes the internet, the web stream. Gaysink trying to push it over, and there to block it was Sandberg. And we're tied up 4-4. 4-4 our score. Sometimes getting the broadcast on the air is a little bit like making sausage, and thankful that Jim was able to help me out tonight. Pass goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink gets it up to Wind, and now Briarcliff sensing where that attack is coming from, and they have put a block up on Wind, and back-to-back points for the Chargers on those blocks. Serving. Briarcliff, saved by Drake, gets it over to Altona. Altona unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking through the block. Saved by Altona. Outside attack, Altona. Altona hits it to the back line and the kill. Altona records a kill. And now Emma Altona has service. She's got 7 kills. And Altona serve, taken by Luvulo, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Gaysink. No, Luvulo with a kill. Luvulo with a kill. She's got 6. And serving is Briarcliff's Katie Berg. Berg with her team up 6-5. Briarcliff hanging around early on in this one. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink outside to Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. And Briarcliff has a 2-point lead at 7-5. 7-5 the score. And now the Chargers. A little more energy than they had in sets 1 and 2. Jump serve on the way by Berg. Drake has to scramble for it. Scouten keeps it in play. Wind blocked at the net. Point Briarcliff. 3 of the last 4 points for Briarcliff have come on blocks, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. Christian. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills and TVs, located in Orange City. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Outside set, Lindberg. Lindberg down the line. Briarcliff able to dig it up. Passed over the net. Saved by Dort College. Scouten gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink backs at Wind. Wind off of the block, saved by Briarcliff. Briarcliff scrambling, pushed over the block, and the kill for Briarcliff and Schaefer. Schaefer with a kill, and the Briarcliff Chargers back in front by 4, are enjoying their first 4-point lead of the evening. Serving is Katie Berg. Berg served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to the back line and hits it long and out of bounds. So an attack error by Gasing. 10-5, Briarcliff in front by 5. Serving for the Chargers is Katie Berg. Berg, short serve, taken by Wind. Awkward pass. Scouten gets it back up over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing. And a kill for Lindberg. No, they will say replay the point. Replay the point as it got caught up in the backboard above the ceiling. And if it comes out of there, it's in play. So Briarcliff with a chance again at 10-5. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Wind. Wind with a kill. Wind with the kill. Jocelyn Wind with her 8th kill. Ten to six the score. And we've got a break in the action as they take care of mopping some moisture up. Ten to six the score. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Ten to six the score. And Gasing has service. Low hard serve controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking, set right side, blocked at the net. The attack by Ditter. Ditter getting her first action this evening. And now from the back line is Berg, and Berg has it blocked. So blocked by the defenders. Dort College trailing 10-7. Checking into the match for Briarcliff is Woods. Ditter checks out. Gasing with service again. Gasing down the line. Briarcliff controls it. Set goes to the middle. Dug by Drake. Read it. Got it over to Gasing. Outside Lindberg. Lindberg off high hands. Kill for Lindberg. Julia Lindberg with her 5th kill. And the Dort College lead is 10-8. 10-8 our score. And you're having a tough time now keeping up with mopping the floor. Lots of moisture, lots of humidity in the DeWitt tonight. Opened up the door in between sets 2 and 3, and really the outside air didn't feel a lot different than the air inside the DeWitt, so he wouldn't gain much by having the doors open. Briarcliff attacking through the box, saved by Gasing, got it over to Wynn, bump set to Lindberg, over high hand, saved by Briarcliff attacking, and an attack error that time. Sandberg unable to keep it in play. Point defenders. Dort College back to within a point at 9-8. Beg your pardon, 10-9. 10-9 our score. Serving Gasing short. And an attack error out of the middle for Sandberg, and the defenders have tied it up at 10-10. And Briarcliff uses their first timeout of the evening. 10-10. Timeout, Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs. Delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by the Van Englen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Serving Gasing for the defender. Short serve taken by Briarcliff and Hankins. Briarcliff goes outside and a kill for Schaefer. Schaefer banks it off of the block. Briarcliff back in front 11-10. So Briarcliff comes out of the timeout. They get a point immediately. Serving for the Chargers will be Brooklyn Tolliver. Tolliver's serve, taken by Drake, kept it alive. Lindberg has to bump it up towards the net, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Schaefer with the swing, dug by Drake, kept it alive. Outside it goes Lindberg. Lindberg over the top of the block, saved by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. This time it goes Schaefer. Schaefer catches the tape and gets the kill. Schaefer with 10 kills. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-10. Serving for Briarcliff is Brooklyn Tolliver. Taken by Lindberg, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Wind. Wind with a swing, dug by Briarcliff, running out of room, and a kill for the defenders. And Wind. Wind with her 9th kill. Wind with her ninth kill. I want to double check that. She's got 10, beg your pardon. Put together a nice set three. Palomo with serve, low hard serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, off high hand, saved by Scouten. Got her over to Keel, back over to Lindberg. Lindberg cross court kill. 12-12 our score, Lindberg with a kill. Julia Lindberg with her sixth kill. We're knotted up at 12-all. Palomo has service. And Palama's serve is short into the net. So Palama, a service error. Junior from Rock Valley, unable to get it over the net. Tried to go short. Taken by Briarcliff now with service. Controlled by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her sixth kill. And the defenders knotted up at 13-all. So neither team able to pull away. Briarcliff looked like they might. They were up 10-5. Dort College has fought back to tie it now at 10-12 and 13. Overpass, Dort College on the attack. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss redirects it and hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So an attacker by Moss from the right side. 14-13, Dort College. Down one. Serving for the Chargers will be Lee. So Lee has service. And Lee serve low. Taken by Palama. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set. Altena. Altena taps it over. Tap right back to Dort College. Packet goes Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. Elizabeth Keel. She's been relatively quiet tonight. Five kills for the senior from Orange City. And we're tied at 14-all. 14-14, serving is Jansen. Jansen serve into the net. Point defender, point Chargers. 15-14. Brianne Hankins with service. Dort College leads in the match, two sets to nothing, 25-19 and 25-20. Serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel with a tip, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking, thrown to the outside. Lavulo passes it over the net. Altena back to Gasing, back to Altena. Altena around the block, dug by Lee, kept alive. Passed over to Lavulo, unable to put it away. Overhand saved by Jansen, controlled by Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Here comes Briarcliff, popped over the net. Langle, saved to Gasing. Gasing taps it over, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. This is Lavulo. Lavulo blocked at the net by Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel finally puts the off-speed shot down that was attempted by Lavulo. Keel was there. Not sure if you call that a block or a kill. One way or the other, it's going to be a point, and it looks like that went as a kill for Keel. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Let's see if the defenders can string a couple together here. Drake, low hard serve taken by Langle. Briarcliff gets to it. Langle attacking, left-handed hitter. Altena taps it over, and Altena that time just simply went up, redirected it, and found the floor. Emma Altena gives Dort College a 16-15 lead. 16-15, Dort College by a point. Serving is Drake, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers outside, Lavulo. Lavulo blocked at the net, point defenders. So a block put down by the defenders, and I believe that time it was Gasink and Wind getting that block. 17-15, Dort College by a deuce. Dort College up two sets to nothing, 25-19 and 25-20. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake catches the tape. Taken by Langle. Langle gets the return set. The left-hander puts it down from the right side. Caitlin Langle with her fifth kill. Gets Briarcliff back to within a point at 17-16. 17-16, serving for the Chargers is Delaney Meyer. Meyer has service. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with the bump set outside to Altena. Altena with the swing, now an overpass, and no overpass that time, actually Ditter. And Altena went up, and the ball simply dropped to the floor on Briarcliff's side as Ditter mistimed it. And the Dort College lead is 18-16. 18-16, our score. Serving is Altena. Altena, low hard serve, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking, saved by Altena. Got it over to Jansen. Jansen to Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing and the kill. Lindberg with her seventh kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 19-16. So Dort College one sets one and two. And now we have a break in the action. Briarcliff player has to take care of a loose shoelace. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Briarcliff on the attack. Gasing digs it up, gets it outside. This is Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, controlled by Hankins. Briarcliff attacking, set right side through the box, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tips to the back corner, kill. Jamie Gasing with another kill. And for Jamie, that is now her third, I believe. And the defender lead is 20-16. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Their second of the evening. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Altano with a service error. And the Briarcliff Chargers lead at 20-17. Beg your pardon, Briarcliff down 20-17. Katie Berg has service. So Berg serving. Her floater taken by Drake, overpass. Gasing dumps it down for the kill. Jamie Gasing able to get up. Goes from a setter to an attacker. And the defenders lead it. Oh, they say that a player was in the net for the defenders. So Gasing charged with the attack error, and it's 2018. And a serve is into the net, Katie Berg. So Berg with a service error, and the Dort College defenders, Jamie Gasing, now with service. Gasing, low hard serve, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attacking to the middle, dug by Gasing, gets it over to Wynn. Wynn's going to be called for a double. So Wynn with a ball handling error, and you could see that one coming. Wynn forced into the uncustomary role of, unfamiliar role of setter that time. Serving for the Chargers is Brooklyn Tolliver. Dort College still up two, 21-19. And her serve down the line, taken by Lindbergh. Oh, that one rolled up her arms. They got it over to Scout and passed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Briarcliff. Chargers will attack. Set goes outside over the top of the block for the kill. Is Courtney Schaefer. Schaefer with 11 kills. Dort College has one timeout remaining. And the serve is off of the back line and out of bounds, 22-20. So Tolliver with a service error. Both teams have had their share of service errors this evening. Nine by the defenders. Seven by Briarcliff. It seems like it would be more than that. 22-20 our score. Low hard serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking outside Schaefer. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So Schaefer gets Briarcliff back to within a point at 22-21. Serving for the Chargers is number 16, Ruthie Schmidt. Taken by Palama, gets it to Gasing. Slide to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Scouten kept it alive. Passed over the net. Saved by Hankins. Briarcliff attacking to the middle angle. Saved by Gasing. Kept it alive. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Controlled by Briarcliff. Hankins. Set goes outside. And a kill for Schaefer. We're tied up 22-all. Schaefer with the kill. Schaefer with her 12th. And the defenders seen their four-point lead evaporate. And now the defenders want a timeout. Dort College leads two sets to nothing, but Briarcliff threatening to send this to a fourth set. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Schmidt again with service. Schmidt served, taken by Lindberg, passed awfully close to the net, and trying to put it down was Langle, but there to block it back was Moss, so Moss gets credit for the block and the point, and the Dort College defenders lead 23-22. So Moss with another block for the defenders. Lindberg has service. That means Alton is your attacker on the outside. Overpass. Moss with a swing and a kill. Haley Moss, a block and now a kill on an overpass. And the 6'6" right side hitter puts another one away. She's got 7 kills, and the defenders now serving for the set and the match. Lindberg serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack outside. Langle, thought she might have hit the antenna. No call made. Now she's blocked again by Moss, and we've got a player in the net for Briarcliff. Point, Dort College, and the defenders win it 25-22. So a net violation called on Johnson to close the set. Dort College has set and the match, for that matter. 25-22, our final. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over Briarcliff tonight, 25-19, 25-20, and 25-22. Before we get into the numbers and such, we will visit with Haley Moss as she came out of the locker room and will visit with us. And Haley, an evening where you were able to fight off some Briarcliff challenges, especially in set number 3. You had a block and a kill back-to-back coming out of a timeout, and that just seemed to seal it for you. Had to be a good feeling coming out of that timeout and getting a couple of big points for your team.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. He told us to mentally engage in the last 3 points and finish that game, and we came out there and we were talking as blockers, and yeah, it worked out for us. We finished it, so...
You've had the momentum most of the night. It seemed like Briarcliff was never able to piece together more than a couple of points at a time. They did get a 3 or 4 point run at the end of set 1, but just seemed like every time they made just a little bit of a charge, you were able to get the momentum away from them. Do you get that sense when you're on the floor as well, the momentum shifts, or are you just caught up in the moment and playing?
No, yeah, in practice, Coach would put us down 10 points, and he told us to mentally engage in the game and push for points, and we knew that when we would go down a few points, it was time to buckle down and get the job done.
Blocking this the last 3 weeks without Brooke in the lineup, I would imagine, has become even more of an emphasis for your team, simply because you put that block up, you help your back row players out as well, and they are able to start reading things. That's a big part of your game, the blocking. What do you do to prepare when you play a team in terms of the blocking and the defense at the net? What can you do individually to prepare for that?
Yeah, we watch a lot of game tape and prepare for where the hitters are attacking, and it takes a lot of communication at the net, knowing where they're going cross or line, and we discuss that in practice, and it paid off tonight. So
here you are, a junior, and in some ways it seems like only a junior because you've been playing since your freshman season, but in the other way it goes really quickly. How do you feel about where this team is playing right now as we get into the latter part of September? You like where you're at?
Yeah, it's been fun. I think we can step it up a notch even more. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory. What are you majoring in? What are you studying?
Education, middle school.
Okay, mm-hmm. Middle school. And dream job for Haley Moss. What would you like to do in a year and a half when you're done with school?
Be a middle school math teacher.
Math teacher? Yep. Oh. There's a special place for math teachers in middle school. Haley, thanks for stopping by, and good win tonight.
Thank you.
That's Haley Moss talking about tonight's win for the defenders. Dort College, 3-0 winners, 25-19, 25-20, and 25-22. Dort College this evening, 42 kills, 12 errors, and 95 total attacks, 316 kill efficiency. Briarcliff, 32 kills, 15 errors, and 103 attacks for a 165 kill efficiency. Dort College had 36 total assists. Briarcliff had 28. Diggs, 36 for the Chargers, 50 for the defenders. Block points, seemed like we had more, but you end up with 7 for the defenders and 3 for the Briarcliff Chargers. Individually, Dort College led tonight by Jocelyn Wind with 10 kills, 9 for Emma Altena, 7 for Haley Moss, 6 for Elizabeth Keel, and 3 for Jamie Gasing. Gasing also had 30 total assists. And she had 9 digs. Jill Scouten had 9 digs for the defenders. Paloma had 8. Summer Jansen also with 9 digs. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 13 for Courtney Schaefer. That's 13 kills. 7 kills for Nicolette Lavulo. And Ord College able to keep Caitlin Langle in check. She had just 3 kills for the Chargers. She was their leader coming into the match. Laura Berry had 17 assists. Delaney Meyer had 8. 2 service aces for the defenders, 1 for the Briarcliff Chargers. Briarcliff led in digs this evening by Brianne Hankins. The libero had 13. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, as I said to Haley Moss, just seemed like every time Briarcliff put together a little bit of a run, you had an answer, able to neutralize the momentum. And how were you able to do that? Briarcliff didn't have very many opportunities to put together significant runs tonight. How do you stop their momentum?
I love that we did, and I think it's a combination of different products of blocking, serving, great defense. Felt like we were scrappy, getting some good touches, just staying active at the net, both offensively, defensively. I think we were up quick in transition, which was a really nice bonus for us, being able to score some quick points, I think. And there was just a lot of neat aspects to try and stop them. They had a couple of streaks of points. I think for us, maybe some mental relaxation in moments, and those are the quick things we tried to address during the timeouts. I was pleased how the team responded.
Really spread the ball around this evening. 10 kills for Wind. Also, you ended up with Emma Alton. I got on a roll here and there. I believe she ended up with 8 or 9. And you just spread the ball around, and credit Jamie Gasink with finding where the defense was a little soft and able to get the ball in the right place for the majority of the evening.
Yep, and Jamie continues to have a great understanding of the flow of our offense, what hitters are able to produce, what the blockers are doing on the other side. And I really do rely on Jamie's instincts. There are times where I might call an offensive play thinking that I've seen something that might work, and it may or may not, but quite often I just come back to Jamie and say, you run it. I trust what you're doing out there. And she really did produce a very balanced attack, and our hitters were in a good rhythm tonight, which was neat to see.
Haley Moss made an interesting comment when I asked her about the fact that she came up out of that timeout when I believe it was tied 22-22. She got a block and then a kill, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
I'm not sure on the order.
Yep.
And she made the comment that you had said in the huddle something to the effect of stay engaged through the end of the set. What do you mean by stay engaged through the end?
That's neat that she said that. The focus for me, that I'm asking them to have, is be preparing their mind for the next play and what could come at them or what they can do to produce a score versus just reacting to the game. If we disengage, we become ball watchers. We become spectators of the sport, and the points go on the opponent's scoreboard. When we become a contributor and we prepare our minds, we more often are putting points on our scoreboard. I'll liken it to this, Mike, the classroom. If I show up on a test day and just hope that I do well on the test, I might get some answers right. But if I'm engaged in the class, I've met with the professor, I've taken notes, I've studied for that test, I'm going to do really well on it. And that's my comment and a very lengthy explanation to what I mean by be engaged.
Concordia on Saturday. What do you do over the next 2 days to prepare for the Concordia Bulldogs?
We'll watch film on them and really get their systems down. They've got a potent offense. They've got a scrappy defense. And those are two pieces. We're going to look at how to exploit areas in both of those, Bulldog components. With some of it will be just making sure we're fresh and healthy and getting good rest. I think this is a busy academic week for our group, so be mindful of that. But we have plenty of room to grow and lots of areas to improve upon, and every day coming in the gym, we're not taking those opportunities to grow for granted. We keep bringing those to the forefront, and our players are hungry to learn. That's been exciting.
Coach Hansen, thanks for stopping by. Good win tonight, and go get them on Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for the broadcast of tonight's match. Once again, Dort College improves to 10-3, and go to 3-1 in the conference with a 25-19, 25-20, 25-22 win over the Briarcliff Chargers. Briarcliff falls to 7-6 and 1-3 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.